otters.
Look, man, I told you this place is deserted.
No way, man. I can see the lamps. That's a security trailer around this corner.
But he can't see us. Just slip between the chain link fence and the wall of the building here. He won't be a concern. He keeps kids out. Once we're in, he won't even be a concern.
All right, you go first.
How cool is this? Through the gate here, under the arch, into the labyrinth proper.
Kind of dark and creepy.
Wait, man, I have a key lamp on my keychain. Right on, right on. I guess this is where the trucks used to park. This way, man, through this door. Cool, man, look at all the rubble in this hallway.
Scorch marks in these rooms. They're so empty. Do you think they were cleared out after the fire?
I'm guessing they were only cleared out before the new construction. Floor number 2.
Should we take the stairs?
Well, I doubt the elevator is up to code.
I'm going up.
Awesome, man. How worth the risk?
Hey, check it out, a fire pole.
All right, we need to burn one down by the fire pole.
Is that so ironic? It's be doubly ironic. Fire it up.
Watch out, there's no floor. Dude, check it out. You can see right down to the basement.
That fall would break your leg for sure.
Hey, get the fuck off of me, man. I'll box the shit out of you.
All right, let's head up. There's only a few more empty rooms on this floor.
Right on. Whoa, holy shit. Check it out. All right, and triple damn. You see the moon through the ceiling?
Triple damn, the vast, vast moon.
Man, how worth it was this? Exploring a burned-down fire station in pursuit of double irony.
What?
Nothing. Hey, man, we gotta leave our Tecate cans on the window so in the morning the construction crew will be like, what? I wish I had a Tecate.
Where are we going after this? The park?
Yeah, sure. I stashed the rest of the beer there. I hope no homeless dude found it.